Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 3, chapter number 13 and text number 48. The appearance of Lord Varaha. He already descended and ascended also. So, this verse is describing the glories of the appearance and activities of the Lord. And anyone who reads with faith will be benefited immensely in spiritual upliftment. Ya evam etam harimedhasah harehe katham subhadram kathaniya Maayinaha Shrunvita Bhaktya Sravayita Va Usatim Janardanaha Asya Asau Radhi Prasidati. There's some correction. Spoke that anyone who reads this narration will get immense benefit, but prior to that, the Lord must be pleased. So the katha, you know, how to be done, how is it to be heard properly, and one get tangible benefits. So, yaha.
One who.
Evam, thus, etam, this, harimedasaha,
who destroys the material existence of the devotees,
harehe, of the personality of Godhead, katham, narration, subhadram, auspicious, Kathaniya, worthy to narrate. Mayinaha, of the merciful by his internal potency. Shanvita, hears. Bhaktya, in devotion. Shravayeta, also allows others to hear. Va, either. Satim, very pleasing, Janardanaha, the Lord, Asya, his, Asau, very soon, Radhi, within the heart, Prasidati, becomes very pleased. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If one hears and describes in devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bodh, which is worthy of description, the Lord who is within the heart of everyone is very pleased. In his various incarnations, the Lord appears, acts, and leaves behind him a narrative history which is as transcendental as he himself. Every one of us is fond of hearing some wonderful narration, but most stories are neither auspicious nor worth hearing because they are of the inferior quality of material nature. Every living entity is of the superior quality, spirit soul, and nothing material can be auspicious for him. Intelligent person should therefore hear personally and cause others to hear the descriptive narration of the Lord's activities, for that will destroy the pangs of material existence. Out of his causeless mercy only, the Lord comes to this earth and leaves behind his merciful activities so that the devotees may derive transcendental benefit. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्ते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। यह एवमेताम हरिमेदसो हरे है कथाम सुभद्राम कथनीयमायिनः शृण्वित भक्त्या श्रवयेत वोषतिम जनार्दनो अस्याशु हृदि प्रतिष्ठति। इफ वन हियर्स एंड डिस्क्राइब्स इन डिवोशनल सर्विस एटीट्यूड this super auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description of the Lord who is within the heart of everyone, is very pleased. So, there is a big lesson to be learned. Srila Prabhupada in the first canto also asserts that one must be a qualified speaker and others should be qualified hearer. After all, these narrations are transcendental. As Srila Prabhupada says, that there is no difference between the Lord's form as well as the activities which are performed by this form. They are all on the transcendental platform. So, the description should remain transcendental intact. Rather, anything which is coming out fertile brain of a speaker is not going to be valid. Rather, it will pollute. And Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also pre-warns us. Avaishnava mukhod girinat hari katha न श्रोतव्यम न कर्तव्यम इति। सनातन गोस्वामी रोड दिस इन हरि भक्ति विलास दैट अवैष्णव इफ ही इज नॉट डेडिकेटिंग हिज लाइफ एंड सरेंडरिंग हिमसेल्फ फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड देन एंड देन ही इज अवैष्णव। If he has some other ulterior motivations, then Lord is not going to be pleased within his heart or anybody else's heart. So no wonder, there are even statements coming under the proverb which are very, very sensitive about this matter. Katha suni suni phutya kan toye na ayu brahma gyan. We keep on habit of listening this Hari Katha
we think that Harikatha is itself is going to be, impure. The Katha cannot be contaminated. But that is not true. If he is a Vaishnava, even the holy name coming from his mouth is the milk touched by a serpent can cause poisonous effect. So if the only Mahamantra is not coming out in the pure way, then what to speak of Harikatha? And this is a all variegated mellows. So unless one is getting purified himself by proper attitude towards this activity of Shravanam Kirtanam, then and then the Lord residing in his heart and in the heart of those who are listening will become pleased. If the Lord is not pleased, where is our pleasure? Our pleasure depends upon the pleasure of the Lord. So, how many times you go and repeat the hearing from the same narrator or so-called Bapus in India? How come nobody is becoming purified and becoming pure devotee? Who can dedicate his life? Now everybody is engaged in karmic activity. Even the karma is difficult to be, I remember in 80s when this Bapu started coming, flooding United States, and there are so many sponsors to call them, and their entourage who comes with entertainment, and the musicians, and the play is performed by experts or something related to some leela they will do to put up something more entertaining. So there are big, big pandals and big, big investment was undertaken. And because it is tradition, it is tradition to perform the katha. And you better believe it, there are so many fightings. That who is the yajman? They have to sit in front just for the positioning, material positioning. What to speak of rendering service? Service cannot be rendered simply by pitching in money. But it was becoming an industry of money making. So, what benefit actually people would have? They might think that, our religious fervor has been increasing and increasing, but the spirituality is decreasing and decreasing. What kind of skeleton or a structure that is supported by the like vertebrae? If there is no spine, where is the skeleton going to stand? It is going to collapse. So spirituality is the real skeleton of a body. And it supports religious. But one which is devoid of spirituality, when there is no experience that the Lord in the heart is pleased, Prabhupada wants us not to indulge in that kind of activity. Not for popularity or anything. Because it is tempting, because some crowd will be collected, and eventually you will find the sponsors also. But we have to understand, if we do
as a service to Lord Krishna. Anyabilashirashanyam jnana karmada navratam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktiruttama.
Because if we perform what is comfortable for the Lord, what is favorable to the Lord, you know, then there is no problem. The Lord automatically does not get pleased. In other words too, that it's not only simply hearing. If our activities are not geared to as an offering to Lord Krishna's pleasure, then it is nothing but a donkey work. Dharma svanuttisthaam punsa visvakshena kathasuya notpadaye yadi ratim shrama eva hi kevalam. If we fail to attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who is the ultimate benefactor of each and every living entity, then what we do is nothing but a useless labor. So the importance of Shravanam Kirtanam is for the pleasure of the Lord. Similarly, the same principle applies in our chanting. If we chant our rounds, it is not for anything else but for the pleasure of the Lord. So it is a service to the Lord. So describing the narrations of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord as given in the Shastra and Srimad Bhagavatam, people try to make some lucid commentary after that, or create some songs, you know, for entertaining, because they hate the philosophy. Philosophy is very dry, and people get away when the philosophical narrations are coming. Here it is said, Hari Medhasa. Medha means intelligence. And person who has to cultivate that intelligence for the sake of pleasure of the Lord. So the narrator has to understand also that I am rendering service to the Lord. So how the service has to be rendered? In a humble state of mind, thinking one thing, lower than the straw in the street. All these cultivations are on a perfect level that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu levied upon us. Because the potency has to be perceived. Otherwise, transcendental narration is taken as a cheap narration that does not affect the heart of anybody. Satam prasangam mama birya sambidha bhavanti rad karana rasayana katha tad joshanavam apavarga vartamani shraddha rati bhaktir anukramashyati. Kapil Dev says, in the association of the devotees, where the topics of my transcendental activities are narrated, they themselves are capable to inaugurate his potency. However, the hearing should be transmitting from the ear to the heart, by which a requisite faith towards my pleasure will be generated. Then attraction, rati, will be possible. And then bhakti will be established. This is coming one after another. Rati means attraction. Who is going to be attracted? The Lord. Similarly, in any activity, if Lord is not getting attracted, then we are misusing his energy. and that creates a failure. That creates a failure. So, Nunam Pramatta Guru Te Vikarma Jadendriya Pritrane Apnoti Na Sadhu Manne Atmanoyam Asat Api Kleshada Asadeha Parabhavasya Bodha Jato Javan Jigyasam Atma Tattvam Javat Kriya Tavad Manobi Karmatmakam Eva Sharir Bandana. One gets entangled into materialistic life not understanding the purpose of this and sensitive purpose of the pleasing of the Lord. Not understanding. He will fail. He will end up doing vikarma, unprescribed activities. Even he will become mad after performing. But still, he will not be able to. And he is sure to be defeated for the purpose of living. Because he has not developed an inquisitiveness for Atma Tattva, the absolute truth about himself, the Lord, who is Paramatma Tattva. Everything is Atma Tattva. And Krishna says, without paying attention to Paramatma in your heart, you will know yourself even. You will not know. You will not know yourself even. Then who are you? So, Krishna is so kind that this Paramatma Tattva is everywhere. So, somewhere we can pay our attention, wherever we like. Then and also, the life of spirituality begins. So, the purpose of listening is to concentrate on our Atma Tattva. It's in relationship to Paramatma Tattva. If Paramatma is pleased, Atma is pleased. It's not that, oh, Paramatma is allowing me to do anything. He facilitates. But if we are careless to our well-wisher who is sitting in our heart and is facilitating, oh, you facilitated, then we even blame him. Why did you facilitate? And that is completely irresponsible activity. So people remain ignorant of what is the effect? What is the purpose of reciting all this? So, if one hears and describes when Shravanam Kirtanam, in devotional service attitude, this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description, the Lord who is within the heart of everyone, Janardhan, is very pleased. So at the end of recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to find out if the Lord is pleased or not. Whether everything is satisfactory or not. That's why question and answers are essential. To verify. This is an important lesson. And Prabhupada is putting straight it is the soul which is a superior energy level, that is interior, internal energy of the Lord. It's a part of internal energy of the Lord. Why he needs external mic, support? When Sukadeva Goswami narrated Srimad Bhagavatam,
to Parikshit Maharaj. Did he bring his entertainers with him? No.
You do not see music players, you know.
He was not doing anything. Straight. No interference of other mic elements.
And continuous for 7 days. They never gave, there was no break even. Can you imagine? And everyone was fasting. There was no prasadam distribution. We never hear.
It's continuous. So, what an intense activity. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. Very, very, you know, tivra means, what do you call tivra?
Intense.
Of course. The intensity is very high. You know, no other thing comes in between. So, every living entity is of superior quality, spirit, soul, and nothing material can be auspicious for him. So why people put inauspicious things like entertainment and transcendental topics? It's not essential. And the mood is changing. The mood is changing. It's an interference. They think people need relief. If you simply talk of philosophy, it's dry. Of course, Mayavadis, and who are into this katha business? Katha business. Mayavadis. They put big holdings in Vrindavan, right? And give themselves the title, Chota Thakur, Bada Thakur. Title, for what? To advertise themselves. And these days, you know, people are doing katha what they call cruise liners. Cruise liners. One Bapu did in 60s, late 60s. He hired on the big jumbo jet. All right? I mean, he's a man, of course. Big jumbo jet. And told them, remove all these chairs, you know, we'll be sitting as tradition. You can keep some chairs, right? I don't know where they got the permission, but if this the Federal Aviation would not give the permission even to say. But they did the changes in the jumbo jet. It was a new airline, and they thought, we'll get the Indian clientele, right? It's all business technique. And about 300 passengers, they were all followers. And they wanted to do round the world in a katha program in 7 days. Sapta. They think Parikshit Maharaj is sitting on the bank of Ganges without any attachment, and they have all the facility in the jumbo jet, you know, entertainment and everything. So, what a fun. Then he said, okay, we will conduct a big, katha and Mansavar in the Himalayas. So they will go to China to go to Mansarovar. They have to obtain visa and this and that. Only few were able to go. You know, Chinese would not allow the invasion of Indians. So then they also did in water. So earth, water, only fire is remaining. He hasn't done that. He had not attempted to do this katha with everybody in the fire. He said, they want to conquer all the material elements. Panchamahabhut, air did, water did, you know. They do katha on the earth, right? You never know. Space is also there. So, in this way, people are, instead of trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, they want to please their sponsors. They want to please their sponsors. So in this way, we kill the purpose of the transcendental topics. If one starts, other also follows. And now there is a competition. All right? If you come to Vrindavan, you will be surprised that all these Mayavadis are putting big, big hoardings. It is gone. Nowhere else. But we are the target. Our devotees are the target. They use our pictures, paintings, you know, to attract us. What a nerve do they have. If they would have done somewhere else, they would have gone into, you know, copyright violation and taken to the court. But in India, anything goes. You steal from me, I will steal from you. No. We are all good friends anyway. But you have your purpose, we have our purpose. But Prabhupada was not participating with any of this. Rather, he warned us, be aware. The purpose of Krishna Katha is different, you know, is to please the Paramatma feature in our own heart. So Kathakar has to please, as a service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead residing as Paramatma, and the listeners also have to do the same thing. They have to hear as a service to please the Lord. Then the requisite benefit will be available. Without pleasing Paramatma, just take for granted, and people are blindly conducting, you know, serials of kathas. They become so busy. They travel from one hemisphere to another and keep on moving. But the result is the income tax officials are after them. Instead of pleasing, you know, Paramatma, even income tax official is not pleased. So what will happen? You know, so there is a constant, you know, unhealthy means to, you know, conduct these affairs. People are deliberately, you know, thinking that we are religious. But when income tax people come, they are exposed. So, intelligent person should therefore hear personally and cause others to hear the descriptive narrations of the Lord's activities, for that will destroy the pangs of material existence. Intelligent people. So those who are Hari Medasa, they are in accordance to
the intelligence called Krishna conscious intelligence, you know, they have to perform this service. Out of his causeless mercy only, the Lord comes to this earth and leaves behind his merciful activities so that the devotees may derive transcendental benefit. There is no question of any material benefit has been ever described. The transcendental benefit. Then the Mayavadis will turn into such religious. Whoever, you know, conducts this katha, you know, they will be reaping the results 100 times more. So in our Fiji Indians, Mauritian Indians, in our South African Indians, and West Indies Indians, everyone has a flag on the bamboo at that place. How many kathas have you performed? That many bamboos are put up. You know why bamboo is is planted and there is a flag of Hanumanji, red flag is put. Why bamboo is planted when the katha is performed? That was the narration in Padma Puran that comes that Dandukari, he was so debauched that he requested his good brother Gokarna. He was a religious person and he was performing katha. So when Dandukari became ghost, you know, he himself was troubled. He will try to trouble others, but he would not be satisfied. So somehow or another he heard that my brother is of a different kind and he has been religious. And I heard that Gokarna performs katha and even gives liberation. So he said, I would like to request my brother. So a ghost came in his dream. So Gokarna responded, how do I know? I will do katha for you, but how do I know that you will be liberated? So this Dandukari says, I will reside in a bamboo pole with the 12 knots. There are 12 nadis, you know, nadis are there, right? And at every canto, I will split one, so you will know. But you go and see the bamboos in the our Indian families from these 5 countries especially, where Britishers took them, and they are doing this as a karma kand. None of the bamboos will be split. You know? But they are fond of sticking the bamboo. Every time. So as many bamboos are there, they have performed that many kathas. So it becomes just like in Kali Yuga, and the description is that people will become religious simply for prestige in the society. And not for any benefit. So these are very sarcastic, told to improve that society, samaj sudhar. People say, yes, that what is the purpose? But when they read, then they can understand and try to implement for the purpose for which we are coming, to listen Bhagavad Katha and speaking Bhagavad Katha. Both are responsible. Prabhupada said both should be qualified. Both should be qualified. And here is the qualification. Because ultimate aim for both is to perform this hearing and chanting or describing Srimad Bhagavatam Katha to please the Paramatma. So in turn, on the pleasure of Paramatma, we are pleased. We are dependent upon him. If Paramatma is not pleased, then people, how much religious they are, you know, they will be simply miserable. So this is the root of our performance of any activities in the devotional life. The target is Paramatma. Then we should think of the Supreme Personality of God. So anybody has any question or comment?
The general public are now lumping us in, as you said, lumping us in with these groups.
Yes, it's likely.
They're using our paraphernalia and Prabhupada's, some of Prabhupada's teachings even. How can we shine more in the community? Detach ourselves from this, so that people see us.
Yes, effect of Kali is there. It is deteriorating. What do you think after 10,000 years? Huh? Ellen Ginsberg asked in 1969 in Ohio, when Prabhupada was giving a program at Ohio University, Ellen Ginsberg said, "So, Srila Prabhupada, you were talking that your books will be standard for next 10,000 years. Now, what will be after that?" Prabhupada said, "No Hare Krishna, no Mahamantra, no books, and no ISKCON." And he was so startled. But how is it? You know? Nothing. Yeah. Then what will be remaining? He said, "You will eat me and I will eat you. You will eat me and I will eat you." People will be so degraded. So degraded. So this is the golden period that has been forecasted after the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Better utilize it to get out from this material world. There's a whole conversation there for that 10,000 years. And our movement was barely begun. And these talks were going on. And Prabhupada was not, you know, under ignorance that how deterioration will come. So, Prabhupada came to establish according to the order of his Guru Maharaj in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prosperity. But sakale namahata yogo nashta parantapa. Even Krishna admits, so Srila Prabhupada is not an illusion. So everything has been prophesied by those who are seekers of the truth. They are in tune with this, their activity just to please Paramatma, and they get confirmation. And therefore, they see the history repeats itself. They are not blind believers. They are Harimedasa. Their intelligence is always dwelling on Hari. be always there. Your guru knows. Ask him. Verify. If you don't know, your guru will know. Yes, Lord. In preaching, what do you have to do? You can't make up stories. Prabhupada says, preach as I preach. Repeat after me. Right? Do as I do. We don't have to invent anything. Prabhupada preached without guile because he was confirmed. You know. But there are different sections of the society and they have inclination in different subject matters. So Prabhupada encouraged the devotees to enter into those subject matters but with a Krishna conscious viewpoint and impress upon them. Like that. But we don't have to manufacture. Prabhupada, to our estimation, was an all-rounder, right? And he was keeping up everything with scientific world also, through Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. But he was simply taking support from Srimad Bhagavatam. And opposed certain things. In many books you will find Science of Self-Realization, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Prabhupada is, you know, keeping the pace side by side with the world. We may think, hey, what a sadhu has to talk about the split of the atom and describe. They say, they have no jurisdiction, the materialists will say. But Prabhupada cross the points. You know? And where the objection is, he will tell. So this is important. And that in any subject matter in preaching, you know, we have to take the help of our Shastra and the visionaries, those who have given the insights. Otherwise, a Vedic planetarium will become very hard, but nonetheless, by simply pleasing Prabhupada, devotees have taken up and see so many beautiful things are coming up. Even to make a model of the planetary system, you know, it's difficult to imagine even. But devotees are putting their efforts to please Guru and Krishna. It's not that they have their own fertile brain. No, they have been purified. So therefore, purified adjustments are there to convince. People from Vatican come to see how do we progress in this. TOVP. So, better believe. We have to do our own contributions. But just to please Prabhupada and Krishna. We don't have other aim.
But these impersonals do But isn't Tesla's little planetarium?
Yeah, no, they never attempt it because they don't believe it. Got to speak to manifest certain things. Prabhupada's ideas are very radical to them. But Vaishnavas, they appreciate. Even Madhvacharya Sampradaya, so many scholars came forward, you know, to give the understanding. Even Ramanuja Sampradaya and others, they are also putting up the ideology. Yes?
You were saying about the intensity we have to perform the bhakti.
Right.
What is the intensity?
Intensity? Tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. Means you should be crossing the stages of bhakti gradually, not by jumping, but make it more and more concentrated. Tivra means to make concentrated. Qualitative bhakti is more important than quantitative. Well, there is actually no difference because bhakti itself is transcendental. But one may profess to perform simply by some physical nature, but he has some other motivation inside. It's not bhakti. Anya bilashata shunyam jnana karma dhanavratam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. So in performance of this topmost class of bhakti, we have to increase the intensity. And intensity can be understood in spontaneous devotional service. And that thinking only about favorable service to Lord Krishna 24 hours a day. That is intense. A spontaneous devotee is an intense devotee. No, intense bhakta. That is required. Even sakam bhaktas, those who have all material desires, they have to perform intense devotional service. Keeping all rules and regulations of the shastras and become perfect. They go back to Vaikuntha Loka to fulfill their desires, not the Lord's desire. So Lord awards them 4 different kinds of liberation, but with fulfillment of their desires. It's just like you got the gold, but this gold is also having very fragrance in it. Fragrant gold. You still have material desires, but you get liberation. So, instead of obtaining material opulence, transcendental opulence is available. The sarsti mukti is there. Salokya, samipya, sarupya. Everything is transcendental. But you possess that. Vaikuntha. But love is not there. Oh, and reverence and servitorship is there. But no fraternity, then no parental, no conjugal in Vaikuntha. So they are higher next, but you have to sacrifice that. Anya abhilashata shunyam. You can go to Vaikuntha with intense abhilasha, means intense desires. It's like that. Goloka Vrindavan? No. No abhilasha, except Krishna's abhilasha.
You mentioned at the start of the class that both the listener as well as the speaker should be
Right.
So whomever you see, the second two part of the question is, first is how if one come to know that is qualified. No, there is an order that you preach. And at the same time, there is also the instruction that you should be qualified to preach.
If you speak, there will be 1,000 ears will be hearing you. And everybody who is a student, they will verify whether this is making sense or not, or if the sense is within the acceptable range of our Krishna consciousness. That's a verification. And question answers would satisfy that part. But it is also a little amusing that people do not ask the question on the subject matter which is discussed. Rather, some questions are popping up in their mind and they want to speak out. So it may not be related. Prabhupada, the best thing is ask the question to the relevant topics. Is it not? Many times some pop-up questions.
The second part is we also said that the hearer, listener should be qualified. Many times in preaching, we just have to give, like in a Saturday feast, there will be someone who don't know anything about, just walk in. So that time if they're not qualified when they're hearing, will that affect the listener or should they still listen and get purified?
Yeah, we train them. And the training, if you listen, then there is chances that their corrections are also there. Right? Just like I spoke up something about the fruitfulness of hearing such transcendental narration. But I spoke only half of it. How the listener will be benefited. But that is the general, outcome or the transcendental fruit of listening. But the core point, I didn't speak, so I had to correct. Isn't it? I immediately felt that, what did I speak, huh? It is only half truth. How is it that you will be pleased, yayatma suprasidati? But there it is said, the self will be satisfied. Means the super self. Super self is the self. You are a subservient self, then he is the master self. Yes.
So that's prerequisite to the qualifications of entering the Gokul.
See, there are three stages of growth, neophyte, the Madhyamadhikari and Uttamadhikari. So Uttamadhikari gives the guidance, so he will not put any discriminating factor. Right? His instruction will be universal. But for practical thing, we have to approach something that does not defy the instructions of our superiors. At the same time, make the results conducive by a slight details. So you do not flunk the principles. Right? Like that. So it's a technique. A neophyte devotee may not be interested even though you are speaking. He will come, have darshan and go away.
because he has preconceived ideas about himself, centering about himself only. Right? So we have to see how is the audience going to be receptive and speak accordingly. And Prabhupada would not speak high philosophy because most of his audience didn't have the brain to understand even anything. So, but even though simple but absolute truth was coming out from his mouth and he was rendering as a service to his spiritual master to please him. His efforts were just trying to preach them. He was not showing off his knowledge. No. He has so much compassion. If somebody has a lot of knowledge in his mind, he will not have compassion. No vacancy for finer sentiments. These are very important points that devotees have to keep in mind all the time. That helps them to make a tangible progress. Any other question? Good listener. Yes. Mind wanders. Well, you are listening. But can you think of this also? There's a big margin there. I'm sitting here, but my mind is roaming somewhere else. And I think I'm listening. Yes. I will remember also, but there is other wasted thinking going on. Qualified oral reception. And that sloka I told you that Kapil Dev telling Mother Devahuti about Satam Prasanga Mamabhirya Samvida Bhavanti Radhakarna Rasayana Katha. So the topics are transcendental. They are full of mellows, transcendent mellows. And the mellows should be exchanged between the ear and the heart. That kind of listening is more important than listening from one and taking out here, or listening from here and keeping here. Oh, I can churn what I listen and try to put up or manufacture questions later on. That's not listening. When we chant, aren't we supposed to listen? If we are not ready to listen, then what is the use of chanting? Because Shravanam is a seva, Kirtanam is a seva. To please the Lord, we are chanting. Not for our petty benefits, we are chanting. So, our listening should penetrate within our heart. That is very intense listening. And you will never forget. It will help the sleeping soul to waken up. That is listening. So, somehow or another, if we keep on hammering, is fraction of that hammering can also wake up our sleeping soul. And it gives us a jolt. Jiva jago, jiva jago, gaura chandra bole. Kato nidra jhao maya pishachi rakhole. Otherwise mind will
10. Let's go and sleep in the lap of our Mother Maya. When children who are dependent, they are dependent upon the parents, all right? So and during the dependency, the parents keep them in their lap. But when they grow up and start manufacturing their own means of enjoying conceptions, do you think they are going to keep them in their lap? No. Get out. Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai.